Hare Krishna. Jhulan Yatra is one of the most important festivals for the followers of Lord Shri Krishna, celebrated in the monsoon month of Shravan. It is most popular and religious occasion of the Vaishnavas. Jhulan Yatra has been inspired from the swing pastimes of Lord Shri Krishna and his consort, Srimati Radha Rani, during their meetings in the idyllic pastoral groves of Vrindavan, where the divine couple, along with their cowherd friends and gopis, took part in joyful singing in the cool monsoon season. Our speaker, Sriman Atul Krishna Prabhuji, will give us information about this beautiful and sweet festival. Sriman Atul Krishna Prabhuji came in contact with ISKCON after receiving a bachelor's degree in science from the University of Mumbai. For nearly 20 years, he has been providing his services in ISKCON. He is currently president of ISKCON Karwar, Karnataka, and also holds seminars on mind control, post-death life, successful teaching skills and concentration and memory power in various colleges and companies. In India, Prabhuji takes seminars in Goa, Mumbai, Bangalore, and Vrindavan, and also in abroad such as Kenya, Uganda, Zambia and Malawi. So please, let us hear our special program on Jhulan Yatra from Sriman Atul Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారినే జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాస్ ఆది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఎవ్రీవన్ is running after attaining happiness. Whatever activity we perform in this world is for only one purpose. People think that maybe by this act I'll become happy, or if I get that thing I'll become happy. Once I achieve this position I'll be happy. Once I have enough money I will be happy. So for attaining that happiness, various acts are performed in this world. People play, people crack jokes, people come together, people go for vacation. Whatever activity, most of the activities are performed just to get pleasure, happiness. And the irony is that although all our efforts are just to attain the happiness, but happiness is not achieved. Most of the time, throughout their life, people keep searching for happiness by their various efforts, and this search is never ending. The life ends, but the search doesn't end. And that is why in this world, when people look for happiness, they are frustrated. We have on the other side a spiritual life, the pastimes, the activities of Krishna called leelas or pastimes, where Krishna also performs various acts, and that is to give us real pleasure. He also enjoys the real pleasure and we also enjoy the real pleasure. What is the difference between the act? If you see both the acts, Krishna is doing almost the same thing. He's playing with his friends. He's been fed by Yashoda, Mother Yashoda. Almost all the things what we see in this world. What is the difference? The difference between Krishna's acts, which are called pastimes or leelas, is, number one, they are not bound by karma. All our acts, what we perform in this world, are bound by karma. We are forced to do certain activities. When we get a situation, we get the situation due to our previous karma. We don't create a situation. We create situation due to our previous acts. So all of us, like getting this body. This body is an act of karma. We are bound to get such body. We were not given choice to choose such a body, but it was given to us. But this is not the case with Krishna's pastimes. That is done without any karmic bondage. It is done because of Krishna's desire. This is the second difference. Whenever we do our act, we are forced by material nature, by so many factors. But when Krishna acts, it is out of his own sweet will. That is what Krishna does. And at the same time, Krishna's pastime spreads happiness and love, whereas all our acts end in frustration. So this happiness, this love, which we all are looking for, is given by the acts of Krishna called pastimes. One time a person jokingly said that whatever Krishna does is called pastimes or leelas, but whatever we do is just called time pass. For a joke, it is nice, but if you think deeply, it is correct. In our life, if we are not getting our connection, our real connection, the connection of the soul to the Supreme Soul, all our activities are just a waste of time. What do we achieve? We try to get some money, we try to get some power, we try to build some buildings. And when you die, what do you take? Isn't it a waste of time? Yes, as long as we are in this world, we are supposed to act. It doesn't mean that one should stop acting. What it means is that to act in knowledge. Are these things going to give us real happiness? When Krishna performs pastimes, he performs to give us the real happiness. When Krishna comes in different incarnations, he comes basically, as is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam, to kill the miscreants and to give happiness to his devotees. But that is a generally reason for Krishna to appear. But when he comes in Vraja, when he appears in his original form in Vrindavan, his pastimes, his leelas are bewildering. Not just for an ordinary person, but for a personality like Lord Brahma. He also gets bewildered seeing Krishna's pastimes. Why is it bewildering? Because when Krishna performs pastimes, he plays like an ordinary child. The friends, they consider him their own friend. They don't consider he is the Supreme Lord. Somebody considers him as lover, and some consider him as their child, like Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, which is very bewildering, but very sweet. In fact, in this world also, all of us are in illusion. We create so many things. We think that we are the boss, we are the owner, we are the proprietor, we are the leaders. We did so many things in this world. And ultimately a person thinks that I am the proprietor of everything. I don't need God. Why is God needed? I'm happy without God. And even if God is there, then let him just supply what I want. This is what the condition of modern society is. And that is the reason we see so much frustration. So what is the difference between the illusion of people in general and the illusion of the great devotees, the Brajavasis in Vrindavan? The difference is that they perform all activity for pleasing Krishna. Ordinary activity and the activity in spiritual world has lot of difference. What is the difference? The difference is that ordinary activity binds you in this world, creates a lot of karmic reaction, which brings about a lot of miseries for you. But in spiritual world, whatever you do is to give pleasure to Krishna and to yourself. There is no bondage. We don't get bound by performing spiritual activity. In fact, we get liberated by performing spiritual activity. So that is the difference, that although the devotees, great devotees, they consider Krishna as their child, as their lover, etc. And here also in the world, we see people are in such illusion. But the difference is that they are in true knowledge and they are doing it everything for giving pleasure to Krishna. So Krishna comes here, he performs various activities. And what is the reason? The reason is given that he comes to this world, anugrahaya bhaktana manusham deham astitah bhajate tadrishim krida ya shrutva tatparo bhavet. He performs these activities. Only reason is that he wants to shower his mercy on the devotees, anugrahaya bhaktana manusham deham astitah. He comes as an ordinary human being. Bhajate tadrishim krida ya shrutva tatparo bhavet. He performs wonderful pastimes. Why? Ya shrutva tatparo bhavet. That just by hearing those pastimes, one can be liberated. This is the beauty of Krishna's pastimes. There is no difference between Krishna and his names and his pastimes. So when we remember the pastimes of Krishna, we actually associate with Krishna. When we chant the holy name of Krishna, we associate with Krishna, which is not the case with ordinary things. And this is the reason that Krishna wants us to experience the real happiness, the happiness which is everlasting. The real happiness will never end. In fact, it goes on increasing. So that everlasting happiness, ever-increasing happiness, pure happiness is achieved only when we remember the pastimes of Krishna and when we serve Him. When Krishna performs pastimes, His desire is that we should be purified by those pastimes and go back home, back to Godhead. The soul originally does not belong to this material world. Please understand this. A very basic point of spirituality. Understand that we do not belong to this world. Somehow or other, we have been trapped here in illusion. And because of that illusion, because of the ignorance, we are creating so many fantasies around us, which are giving us miseries, troubles. And Krishna comes and performs pastimes so that we can be away from it. And to give us real happiness, He has given various ways, like chanting His name, performing devotional service, worshipping Him. And one of the ways is to celebrate festivals, utsava. The purpose of festivals is to bring enthusiasm. When we say utsav, enthusiasm in Hindi is called utsaha. So utsav are supposed to give us utsaha, enthusiasm. Enthusiasm for what? Enthusiasm to achieve real happiness. Enthusiasm to serve Krishna. Enthusiasm to have connection with Krishna. And enthusiasm to know our own position. When we talk about our own position, If we see, we are learning so many things in this world. We are trying to understand how a machine works. We are trying to understand how an automobile works. But we are not trying to understand how this body works. What is the living force within the body that makes it work, that makes all the organs work? And that connection comes when we celebrate festivals. And Krishna gives various festivals. In the seasons, when we start the festival, now is the festival starting. So we have So many festivals coming up. Appearance day of Balaramji, appearance day of Krishna, Deepavali, etc. So many festivals will come. In fact, throughout the year we have festivals. And very soon we are going to celebrate many, many festivals. And one of the festivals is Jhulan Yatra. A very sweet festival of Krishna, a very sweet pastime of Krishna. This Jhulan Yatra is a festival reminding us how to serve Krishna. This Jhulan Yatra festival is reminding us that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer and we are supposed to serve Him. So during the month of Shravan, especially in the rainy season, this is a custom in India, even today, that the married women, young women who have been married, they come back to their parents' house. In fact, the brother goes and brings the sister back to the house and she stays there for some time. And then they have the swing pastime. They're in every house, basically at this time, they do that. So similarly, when Krishna was here performing His pastime, Srimati Radharani, she was staying at her in-law's house. And her brother, Sridhama, had not come to take her. And she was very disturbed. She was always thinking, what happened? Did my father forget to send my brother? Or don't they remember me? What has happened? So when she was thinking like that, this was at her in-law's house, as we all know that Srimati Radharani was married to Abhimanyu. Now when we hear this, oh, Radharani was married to Abhimanyu, then why Krishna was performing pastimes with her? Why Krishna was associating with her? It comes to our mind and we feel it's immoral. And how Krishna, who's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how can He do something which is immoral, unethical? Why He should do something? Is he presenting a wrong example in front of us? Why should He perform such acts? Please try to understand. When we talk of husband, the scripture says that for everyone, for all living entity, Vasudeva is Gati. Krishna is the destination. And not only just the destination, He is the proprietor of everyone. He is the Swami, He is the Pati. This is explained. So philosophically saying, every one of us, our husband or our Pati or our master or our proprietor is Krishna. Supreme proprietor. So in that sense, all the living entities, including the gopis and Srimati Radharani, are Krishna's energies. And another reason we can see, when Lord Brahma was bewildered, this pastimes comes in Srimad Bhagavatam, when Lord Brahma was bewildered for 1 year, He took all the cowherd boys. That was the time when Nanda Maharaj was told by Krishna that this is a good time for all the girls to get married. Let all the girls get married. And all the girls got married, those that in that 1 year. So when they got married, whom were they getting married to? Krishna. Because in that pastime we hear that Krishna had expanded Himself into all the cowherd boys. Because cowherd boys were stolen by Brahma. So Krishna expanded. So when they got married to Krishna. At the same time, when we read from the scriptures, we understand that these gopis, Srimati Radharani, they are energy of Krishna. And somebody who is enjoying or who is taking pleasure in his own energies, what is wrong in that? At the same time, we understand that this was a kind of drama being played. Say, for example, husband and wife are there, and then for some occasion they come on the stage for performing a drama and acting a drama, and in the drama they are separated. Does that mean that they are performing any immoral act? No. They are eternally together. They are husband and wife. Just for the drama they are performing. Similarly, Radha and Krishna, they are eternally together. But just to perform the pastime, they just behave in a way that she was married to so and so. So in this way, Sridhama came to the house and he took Srimati Radharani. It is also mentioned that the mother-in-law of Radharani was not ready to send Radharani. And then he had brought a lot of gifts and he gave, please take these gifts. And she was very happy with the gifts. She said, okay, only for a few days. So Srimati Radharani came and then they enjoyed the swing pastime. Radha and Krishna and all the sakhis, gopis, they came together and they enjoyed this pastime. Remembering this pastime of jhulan, jhulan, jhula means swing. So remembering this pastime, the devotees, they celebrate jhulan yatra. So when we celebrate festivals, they are not just ordinary rituals. Please understand this. There are various rituals which we perform, which give us hardly any result. But performing festival is not ritual. When we perform such festivals like Jhulan Yatra, what happens? The very first thing, we remember Krishna's pastimes, how he performed, how he was sitting with Srimati Radharani. The second thing is, it purifies our heart. Because what are we remembering? We are remembering the pastimes, the activity of supremely pure person. Arjuna says in Bhagavad Gita to Krishna that you are the supremely pure person. Param Brahma Param Dhamam Pavitram Paramam Bhavam. So he is pure. So when we come in contact with a pure, supremely pure person, our heart gets purified. So when we remember Jhulan Yatra, that this pastime, we enter into the pastimes of Krishna. We purify our heart and we establish a connection between us and the Supreme Lord. So this festival is very famous in Vrindavan in particular. And it is celebrated for number of days. Some places like Nandagram, etc. It is celebrated for 1 month. Thakurji comes and he sits on a swing. And every day people come and offer. It is decorated beautifully with flowers. And then people come and then they offer the services. In Vrindavan, it is celebrated for about 13 days from Hariyali Teej. It's a very beautiful festival where everything is green, Hariyali. The dress is green, the decoration is green, even the curtain is green. And from there, it starts for 13 days. And in Jagannath Puri also, Lord Krishna enjoys this festival and it goes on for 7 days there. Srila Prabhupada, in our ISKCON moment, he instructed us to have this festival for 5 days. So we start this festival on Ekadashi and end on Purnima, which is also happens to be the appearance of Balaramji. So that's how we celebrate the festival. So how to celebrate the festival, Jhulan Yatra? Have a very beautiful jhula or a swing. Decorate it with flowers, lot of flowers. Bring a Vrindavan mood. And then have Radha and Krishna sit on that throne and then offer the services. Most of the temples do this during this Jhulan Yatra. If you cannot find a temple near your house, then maybe in your house start doing it. Krishna can be served anywhere. So you start doing it in your house. Offer, get a small swing, jhula, and then have Thakurji sit on that and offer this seva. Just by offering this seva, just by doing Jhulan Yatra, or just by helping Krishna or serving Krishna perform his pastime, we will get purified. And in the purified stage, whatever activity we will do, it will take us for liberation. Real liberation is not to end your existence. Real liberation is to serve Krishna eternally in the spiritual world. That is real liberation. So by performing these festivals like Jhulan Yatra, we can go on the path of liberation. We can serve Krishna. We can establish our connection with Krishna. We can purify our heart just by doing a small act of offering a service of Jhulan. So Jhulan Yatra is a very, very sweet festival. While performing Jhulan service, some other people can sing bhajans, can sing kirtan, and that's how they can please Radha and Krishna. So wherever you are, whichever place you are, try to celebrate Jhulan Yatra, try to offer this service and establish your connection to Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. The real purpose of all the festivals is just this. People have forgotten the purpose behind the festivals. They are celebrating festivals, but they have forgotten the purpose. So real purpose is just to establish our connection. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.